Talk is about Firefox AI Runtime by Tarek.
Hey. Sorry, it's a picture for a friend. All right, hello everyone. I hope you're enjoying your amazing weather outside. This is not Bruxelles, I don't know what's wrong, but it's pretty amazing, so I hope you enjoy your weekend. So I'm Tarek Ziadeh, I work at Mozilla. I used to be pretty involved in the Python community. I created the French Python User Group, FP, a long time ago. I also wrote some book about Python, and I'm part of the Firefox AI ML team at Mozilla. And I have 15 minutes sharp to finish my talk. That takes 20 minutes, or this guy will punch me, so I have to be quick. All right, so Firefox AI runtime goal. We want to provide an inference API inside the browser that can run offline, that we can use for all the stuff we want to do inside the browser, but that we also want to surface to the web extension developer, because we believe that it shouldn't be just our team building cool stuff on the top of inference. It should be something that anyone out there could do. So that's roughly the goal we have this with this new set of API. So inference, that happens in, that started in Firefox some years ago already. There is, do you guys use Firefox? Everyone, yeah, woo! So yeah, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you are not speaking like a native English speaker. So you always get pages in English you might want to translate, and that's where the awesome Firefox translation feature comes in. It's running fully offline. And when we started to add last year some new AI feature, there were a lot of drama in the community. Whoa, Firefox is doing AI in the browser. But guess what? We had that back in 2019 with that project. So it's based on Bergamot, which is also based on Marian NMT. So NMT, it's Neural Machine Translation Engine. So it's roughly an inference runtime that specializes into doing translation. It's a very neat project. I don't have QR code, but this one is easy to write. Browser.mt, and you get all the details. And it's using RNN models trained on a language pair, and it's really fast, and it works really nice. This is the architecture as of today. So when Firefox translation, when you want to translate a page, it's going to fork a dedicated inference process that doesn't use fork process server yet, but I guess that's one of the candidates for your work. Once the process is forked, it's running Bergamot, the lib that is compiled as WASM, and it calls our service that is online called remote settings, where it's going to grab the WASM file, the model that it's going to use, in my case, for example, English to French. Those are 10 to 20 megabytes each. It puts them inside your browser in IndexedDB, and then it runs the inference. And there is also this cool project called Gemology that is going to take part of the work that's happening to do the inference to run it natively on the best backend on your computer. So if you have money and you have the latest Apple M3, it's going to pick the Neon IA8MM backend to do the matrix multiplication, and it's going to go very fast. And if you have less money and you have like a smaller CPU, it's going to look at it and see what it can use out of it. So this is what we have with Firefox translation. But we don't want to. We want to do more stuff with inference in the browser. So when we started to look at it last year, we couldn't use Bergamot, which is specialized into translation, so we started to list all the features we thought about experimenting into the browser. So describing image, for this we need an image-to-text model. Recognizing words, for example, what if when I visit a page I can detect that the word Bruxelles is in the page, and that it's a city. So that you would use an name entity recognition model. What if I could classify all my tabs with the title of each tab? Some for traveling, some for the best French fries in Bruxelles, etc., etc. that would use a text classification or a sentiment analysis model, so that's another one. Semantic search, grab your text from the page, create vectors, index them, and then you can do some cool stuff with this, et cetera, et cetera. Text to speech, speech to text. There are a bunch of models we would love to run offline into the browser. So we looked at all the projects out there, and we decided to use Transformer.js. So Transformer.js is a project run by Hugging Face that is a JavaScript port of Hugging Face Transformer project that is in Python, which is one of the most used stuff out there for people that build machine learning and want to do some stuff, some training. And the Transformer.js project is built on the top of the Onyx runtime from Microsoft, which is a inference runtime that can be compiled in WASM and that also can run against your web GPU. And by using this stack, we're enabling, we're able to use over 1,000 models that are from Hugging Face in all the tasks I've described in my previous slide. So that gives us a super high-level API we can use to do inference in JavaScript. Here is an example of using Transformer.js. So if I want to describe an image with cats, I can pass the URL to the pipeline. I just say, yeah, I want to use an image-to-text model. I provide the name of the model, and I get back the description of the image. And that is super high level. It's doing a lot of stuff under the hood. Transformer.js implements all the classes that do the post-processing and pre-processing, because when you get an image, you can't pass, the URL like that. You need to grab the image, and then you need to convert the image into blocks of arrays you want to pass to the model, and etc. For the model, you need to grab the model from Hugging Face, download it, put it in your cache on disk, and then run an inference engine on the top of that. So all this is abstracted away by the Transformer.js project, and we think it's a very good way for people that are not like machine learning specialists to be able to experiment and play with inference. So we shipped Transformer.js into Firefox 133. We added the Onyx runtime web, which is like the WASM runtime from Onyx, as a backend alongside Bergamot. So now when you're running an inference process, if you use the feature that needs that specific backend, it's going to pull that from our server, compile it, put it in the inference process that is completely isolated from the web page, which makes it more robust and secure. And then we store all the models into IndexedDB in a way that's cross-origin. So if I download the model A and it's used in several places, it's not going to download it twice. It's a single cache of models. And then it uses the same inference process than Firefox translation. So that's roughly what we've shipped into Firefox. And the first feature that uses it is in PDF.js. So who uses PDF.js? All right. Did you know that you can add images in PDF.js? Who does that? All right. Okay, it might sound like a weird use case. But there is one use case, is when you want to add signatures in documents, you can put your signature like that. But for us, it's also a way to start experimenting with inference in Firefox, because you can put an image there, and then we can process stuff on the image. So the demo here is about that. So let me click on this. So here, it's a PDF, so this is me with my cat, and I'm taking a longer time to resize it because the model works in the background. And yeah, I have a caption. So this caption was generated by a small alt text image to text model that is quite small. It's around 200 megabytes, if I remember the size on disk, and it's 180 million parameters. It's a VIT encoder for the image and a GP2 decoder for the text. Yeah, so that's the demo for alt text. So that's, I don't know, like maybe 15 lines of code in the alt text in the PDF.js side. So that's cool, but we're not a lot of people at Mozilla, and we need the help from the community. So, and yeah, so we want to enable the Mozilla community to build some cool features we have not thought about. Don't zoom on, don't look at people's faces. This was AI generated, and it's very creepy. Yeah, very. That's scary, yeah. So Web Extension AI API, it's a wrapper on the top of the AI API we use internally that we want to provide to the community. It's available in nightly. It's prepped off in Firefox 1.34. I would use the nightly version because I've already fixed some bug there. So if you use the 1.34, it's not as good. It wraps the runtime, and it offers a very high-level API to run inference to the browser with low friction. Of course, you could do that with vanilla Transformer.js, but you get a bunch of benefits. It runs in a separated process. You have a cached, like a list of models that are cached into your browser, not in the web cache, but in IndexedDB, so we don't have the same restrictions. And we're going to iterate on making it faster by doing some native things in there. So it's just going to be better. And it gives us a way to iterate with the community, because we don't know yet what could be a good API to do AI in the browser. So our hope is that through the experiments people can do, they will be able to help us shape the best API for the browser for inference. So that's how it looks. It's very similar to what you've seen before. We have, under the trial namespace in Web Extension, ML namespace, where you can create an engine. Here I'm creating an engine for summarization. I'm trying to get faster when I talk, because this guy is looking at me. And it's going to pick a model by default for you, and you can run it, and it's going to do inference. So I have a demo here. Same stuff than in PDF.js, but in a web extension. All the code is in web extension. So here, if I load my temporary extension, and I grant permission for people to download model from the web. Yeah. That comes from another presentation when I talked a lot about that, but yeah. And here, if I right-click, it's going to download the model the first time you use it. So that takes a little bit of time because it's big files. But once they're there, the next run is going to be super fast. What happened? Oh crap. Sorry. Oops. Yeah. Almost there. Yeah, running inference, and then it describes what's in the image. So that's the three lines you've seen, roughly. And if I run it again here, it doesn't download the model because it's already cached. That's it. Thank you. So.
Thank you, Tarek.
So you have to memorize the first link. It's an invitation. So just look on the internet. It's the Discord, the Mozilla AI Discord. You can go there. We can interact. You can try to build cool web extension, and we can talk about it. And the second link is the documentation.
And for the record, every slide is supposed to be available on Pre-Talk, which is the FOSDEM website. So if you're a speaker here, please upload your presentation to Pre-Talk so people can find them later. Thank you for joining. Do you have any questions? Yes.
Where's my question? Hi. Awesome stuff. I just wanted to ask you, is this a Mozilla browser specific API, or there are discussions to make it?
Can you repeat? Sorry, I don't hear well.
Yeah. Is this a Mozilla browser-specific API, or is there a discussion to make it a standard for the whole JS web APIs?
Yeah, so that's an excellent question. So right now it's Mozilla specific. It's what we call a trial API. It's under a trial namespace when you build web extension. You have to provide a specific permission in your web extension, and that's Mozilla specific. Chrome, on the other hand, Google, they're working on something at the browser level, but we think it's premature. We want to iterate with the community to try to understand what it means to do inference in the browser. At this point, we don't really know. So our strategy there is to try to iterate with this web extension API, do some cycles, and at some point, if we feel like there is something surfacing that we could propose as an official API for the browser, we will do it at the W3C level. But for now, we think it's a bit premature.
Do we have other questions? Okay. While we're having another question, people want to sit, so please, back up.
What's your status on other inference like you expose and, for example, speech to text? What's the status for other inference that you want to run?
Like other stuff than PDFJS?
No, on one slide you expose that you want to be able to run stuff like speech to text, text to speech.
Right.
What's the status right now?
So it's still experimenting. We don't have yet. So for text to speech, some people have some interest to run models like Kokoro, and we're going to enable it. So if you build a web extension and you want to do text to speech, it's going to be super simple. For the other side, speech to text, this is something we're starting to look at to revive what you started some years ago, and trying to build something that works well in the browser. So, but yeah, it's coming this year.
Yeah. Thank you.
More questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Enjoy FOSDEM.